Welcome back to I Am Live. My name's Charles Latoy, and this is the part of the evening that we devote to tech and the impact that tech can have on your life. Right, so I am glad to admit that the tech that I want to share with you tonight can have an impact in your life in the fact that it can actually save you money. And the best of all is this is not even a budgeting app that I want to share with you. First of all, if you are using Spotify, right, and you are a free subscriber, not subscribed to the premium package of Spotify, I've got good news for you. If you want to subscribe to the premium package of Spotify now, you subscribe before the date is the 11th of September, you will have the first 3 months of Spotify premium free. Think about that for a moment. You're not paying and you can listen to music without ads. And I firmly believe that is the way life was meant to be lived, without advertisements, right? Speaking of advertisements, it seems like Netflix will start its cheaper ad-supported plan early next year, right? So early next year with 2023, you would be able to enjoy Netflix for a lower subscription amount per month, but be aware that you will be watching ads. Now, I do not have a problem necessarily, even though I just mentioned Spotify being ad-free, I can understand that you would want to subscribe to Netflix for a cheaper premium or cheaper subscription rather per month to include ads. That I get. Unfortunately, we are living in a country with load shedding, right? Now, during load shedding, what I do is I check all the shows that I want to binge watch and then I download them so that I've got them on my iPad or iDevice or whatever. So when load shedding hits, I still at least have got a fully charged tablet or iPad or whatever, and I can watch my favorite shows. Now, if you subscribe to the cheaper version of Netflix, the ad-supported version, they are also removing the benefit of being able to download shows. In other words, what does that mean? As long as you want to consume Netflix or media on Netflix, you will need to be connected to the internet. That way, they are obviously making sure of the fact that you are able to watch ads, unfortunately. But in a time-saving manners, that I do understand. So the first money-saving tip that I wanted to give you is 3 months free on Spotify. Second money-saving tip, early next year, you can save money on your monthly Netflix subscription by downloading or getting the ad-supported version. And lastly, there is an app called Runway Sale. You know those things that models do, right? They walk on a runway. Runway Sale now. What you can do is download that app, download Runway Sale, sign in, and that is where you can actually purchase fashionable items, you can purchase accessories for your house, you can purchase all sorts of clothing and shoes. And the reason it's called Runway Sale is sort of like all the things that they upload there is the end of range type of things. You can get purchase clothing from Cotton On, purchase clothing from Jeep, Cherokee, Woolworths, you name it. Big brands are loading their items there and you can purchase it through Runway Sale. Shipping is very cheap. If I remember correctly, shipping is like $60 irrespective of where you are. You're paying 65 Rand to get the items delivered to your door. However, most of the clothing on Runway Sale is almost always 50% off from the amount that you would pay in store. They've got odd sizes. That is one of the downfalls, obviously, of it. But I must admit, and I'm not even getting paid by them to say this, but if you want to experience it, go get the app Runway Sale. We are in a money-tight time of the year, and you want to get some of your summer clothing back online, but you don't have money. Go get the Runway Sale app. Download this app. Check what you can get there. It's not always available to all sizes and everything. But trust me, once you get your size and the thing that you want, you will be thanking me for the amount of money that you will be saving.
There are many different ways in which modern technology can and will impact the way in which we live our lives and interact with one another. But I think right now we're living in a very interesting time where those changes are happening way quicker than any of us can keep up with. I mean, I just right now was uploading a video onto YouTube for actually the I Am Youth YouTube channel. And I noticed something that YouTube has started implementing. They've included it in their policies, right? Whenever you upload a video, YouTube now asks you whether your video has any AI or artificial intelligence that has manipulated the video in any way. They ask you if your video has any form of, like, if you have any individual in your video that you've used AI to cause them to say something that they didn't really say, which a lot of people have been experimenting with, mind you, which I definitely think we're going to see more of. I mean, I've seen videos on YouTube of people speaking different languages that they don't actually speak. Like, maybe you want to translate your video into Zulu from English, or you want to translate it to Hindi and translate it to French so that other African countries can enjoy your content. This is a very, very exciting time to be living in. But now it is part of YouTube's policy that you need to say when you have done that. Otherwise, you might risk getting into trouble. Very, very important thing to consider. And this might influence all of us, because the EU regulators have now started implementing a law that either bans or regulates AI within certain industries. And I hope the AU does the same, the African Union does the same, so that we protect certain industries from being invaded by AI in a careless manner. And I think we're definitely going to start seeing this. I love the fact that these companies like YouTube are starting to move ahead of countries and continents regulators. I love that, because now you're going to start seeing a lot of content creation platforms. Even TikTok started doing it, actually, because TikTok is the one place where AI, I believe, is being used the most, if I'm not wrong, because there's no other platform where I've seen AI as much as I have on TikTok. Some of you may have already seen these videos of these aliens who make these jokes, which are actually stolen jokes, which is another thing I don't like about TikTok. It makes it way too easy for you to steal someone else's content. This is something that's going to be changing, and we're going to start to see those changes in a lot of areas, and a lot of software that we use, and a lot of social media that we use, where you'll see a video pop up and it'll notify you that this video or image has been altered by AI in some way. I love this, because it makes AI a lot safer, and it just alleviates the anxiety that many of us have been experiencing ever since we heard of how, and we've noticed how quickly AI has been evolving. And then there's also, I mean, apart from all of this AI news that we've been observing and we've been seeing all around us, there's a lot happening. For example, Samsung as well, this has nothing to do with AI, has introduced a new mid-range phone, two new mid-range phones, which are doing super well. And I mentioned this as an important thing, because we know that Samsung has been losing a lot of ground to Apple. Apple is the one phone manufacturer that has the most users in the world, and they have over 1 billion users of their devices. Now, if you're from Africa, that's shocking to you, or even Asia, that might be shocking to you, because you might be thinking to yourself, wait a minute, we don't have that many iPhones around, even here in South Africa. It's not that common for you to come across someone who has an iPhone, especially amongst those who are not earning as much, who are not middle class and upper. Even middle class, actually, you don't find a lot of people with iPhones. It's important to note the fact that iPhone users are mostly in the West, where it is cheaper and easier to access an iPhone. And even in China, iPhone is starting to struggle, as we spoke of last week. But now what's important to notice is that Samsung is sort of trying to push and make a comeback with the more mid-range phones, because they're seeing that they have a lot of competition with the flagships. But also, though, Samsung has been making a huge comeback ever since their S24. So this is a very interesting thing. The fact that these phones are now starting to have their own unique ways of competing with one another, which means they are doing the best that they can to win our affection, to win our purchases as the consumer, which is very good for us. And this is something we've discussed over and over. It's always good when companies are fighting to impress you. Then you benefit a lot. But with that said, last question I'm going to leave with you is this. Are you an avid, if you are an avid iPhone supporter, are you convinced to switch now that if you've seen or now that you've heard of the Samsung Galaxy AI? If you haven't used it yet, I would recommend you use it first before you make any judgments. Trust me, it's very compelling.